Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Episode 6, Way of the Jedi. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution, when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. Now, it is a dark time for the rebellion. Their base on the planet Hoth has been destroyed. Their surviving rebel units are scattered among the stars, waiting to regroup at a secret rendezvous point. But one rebel must follow his own course. Commander Luke Skywalker obeys the instructions given him by the spectral image of his one-time teacher, Obi-Wan Kenobi. With the aid of his astro-droid R2-D2, Luke is bringing his X-Wing fighter on a landing approach to the mysterious planet Dagobah. There, he is to further his training as a Jedi Knight under the tutelage of the legendary Jedi Master, Yoda.
I'm not picking up any cities or technology. Massive life form readings, though. There's something alive down there, all right. Yes, I'm sure Dagobah's perfectly safe for droids, R2. Let's go in a little lower. See if we can pick up some terrain features. I know, R2. I hear you. All my scopes just went dead. I can't see a thing through this cloud layer. I just can't tell what's doing it. Well, we can't turn back now. Just hang on. I'm going to start the landing cycle. Brace yourself, R2.
TIE fighters have been unable to re-establish contact with the Millennium Falcon.
Well, Captain Nida?
Considering the number of smaller craft we've lost in the asteroid field and the damage to our star destroyers, intelligence has concluded that the Falcon and her crew have been destroyed.
No, Captain Nida, they are alive. I want every ship in the fleet to sweep this asteroid field until they are found and captured.
Lord Vader, we've had a priority signal.
What is it, Admiral Piet?
The Emperor commands you to make contact with him.
Move my flagship out of the asteroid field at once, so that I may send a clear transmission. Prepare my communications vault.
At once, Lord Vader.
Servant awaits the unbended knee, my Emperor. What is thy bidding?
There is a great disturbance in the Force, Vader.
Yes, I have felt it.
We have a new enemy. Luke Skywalker.
Yes, my master.
He could destroy us.
He's just a boy, almost untrained, scarcely tested, and Obi-Wan can no longer help him.
The Force is strong within him. The son of Skywalker must not become a Jedi.
If he could be turned, he would become a powerful ally.
Yes. He would be a great asset. Can it be done?
He will join us or die.
How will you find him?
I shall tempt him with bait he cannot resist. Once I have the Millennium Falcon in hand, Luke Skywalker is as good as ours.
Go forth then, faithful servant, and work my will.
Terrific landing, right into a marsh. No, no, stay in your socket, R2. It's only a short wade to shore. I'll have a look around. No, lock yourself down, R2. If you don't look, you're gonna lose your balance. R2! R2? R2-D2, where are you? Be more careful. Lucky the water's only periscope deep. Look, I'll meet you over there. See it? Over on shore. R2! R2, the shore's over that way. Hey, R2! Over this way. The bank isn't as steep here. R2, there's something behind you. It's coming right towards you. R2, get up here. Hurry! R2! Answer me! R2-D2? Oh, no. What? R2! Hey! Hey, are you all right? Say something. Come on. Stand up, little buddy. Whatever that thing was, it spit you out. You're lucky you don't taste very good. Anything broken? Good. You know, if you're saying that coming here was a bad idea, I think I'm beginning to agree with you. Oh, R2, what are we doing here? It's like something out of a dream or... I don't know. I'm not even sure how I got us here. Oh, never mind. Night's coming on. We better set up camp. That's the last of the gear. You ready for a recharge, R2? Okay. There you go, R2. You're welcome. What are friends for? Now all I gotta do is find this Yoda. If he even exists. I don't know either. I mean, I don't even know where to start. I was expecting a fortress or something. Swamp Planet's a pretty strange place to find a Jedi Master. Always gives me the creeps too. Oh, you're right. I could use a little supper.
Still, there's something familiar about this place. I don't know. I feel like.
Feel like what, stranger?
Like we're being watched.
Oh, don't shoot! Away put your blaster! Only my walking stick have I. No harm to you or the droid, I mean.
Listen, sneaking up on somebody's a good way to get yourself roasted, little friend.
Merely curious am I. I am wondering, why are you here? Please slay me not.
Oh, come on, you can get down off that log. It's just, I was looking for someone.
Looking? Found someone you have, I would say.
Yes, but a green gnome isn't what I had in mind.
Help you, I can, stranger. Yes?
I don't think so, little guy. I'm looking for a great warrior.
Ah, great warrior. Wars not make one great. Aha! In time for eating have I arrived. Hmm? Oh, plenty there is.
Put that down. R2 and I are gonna... Hey, that's my dinner.
Awful it tastes. How you get so big, stranger, eating food of that kind?
Listen, pal, I'm not exactly wild about survival rations either. I mean, we didn't mean to land in that mud puddle, and if we get our ship out, we would, but we can't. So why don't you just run along and do whatever it is that you...
Cannot get your ship out. What else you have in these metal boxes besides bad food, eh?
I leave those alone.
So many useless things you carry around.
Look out! You could have broken that power capsule.
Worthless are these gadgets.
Why don't you open those big green ears of yours and listen to me? You... You're making a mess. Give me back that energy lamp, will you?
No! No, stranger! Mine it is, or I will help you not!
Hey, look, I don't want your help. I want my lamp back. I'm gonna need it to get out of this slimy mud hole.
Mud hole? Slimy? My home, this is! Not for you to say such things about my... No! My lamp! Mine! Let it go!
R2.
Let go of him, out your droid! My! You tell him, stranger!
R2, let him have it. I mean, just so he'll leave.
Mine.
Oh, sure, yours. Now, will you move along, little fella? R2 and I have a lot of work to do.
No, generous stranger. Stay and help you, I will. Find your friend.
I am not looking for a friend. I'm looking for a Jedi Master.
He's
supposed to be here. I'm dead about the night.
Jedi Master?
Dream.
Yoda.
What?
You seek Yoda.
What? You know him?
Mm-hmm. Take you to him, I will.
Yes.
Yes. But now we must eat. No. Not this nonsense food of yours. Come to my house.
No, wait a second.
What food have I there? Sorry, you will not be. Come.
But.
Follow me, big stranger. Come.
Oh, brother. R2, stay here and watch after the camp. No, R2, I have to find this Yoda. I haven't got any choice. Don't worry. I'll be back as soon as I can.
Come in. That's right. Low, keep your head. Careful.
Oh, boy, low is your ceiling. I mean, your ceiling's kind of low.
High enough for me, it is. Giants like you must bend. Over there on the floor, sit yourself.
Okay.
Time now for food.
Hey, listen, do you usually keep all these snakes and lizards around your house? Or?
My friends, they are, and harm nothing. Usually. Wiser you would be not to sit upon them.
Thanks for the warning.
On the table is your spoon.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm sure that stuff's delicious, but I just don't understand why we can't see this Yoda right now. I mean, I wouldn't mind traveling in the rain if that's the problem.
Here, your bowl tick.
Okay.
For the Jedi, it is time to eat as well. Eat! Eat! Hot! Good food! Good!
That's great. Listen, how far away is Yoda? Will it take us long to get to him?
Not far. Yoda, not far. Patience! Soon you will be with him. Eat now! Root leaf it is! I cook!
Thanks, it's great.
Yes, thank you. Now. Why you wish to become Jedi?
You know, pal, you're asking a lot of questions.
In my home, are you? A guest eating my food?
But I never even asked you to bring me to this hut. I don't see why...
Oh, polite should you be. Nothing would it cost you. Why a Jedi, then?
Well, mostly because of my father, I guess.
Ah, your father? Powerful Jedi, was he? Powerful Jedi.
Oh, come on. How could you know my father? You don't even know who I am. Oh, I don't even know what I'm doing here. I've got friends waiting for me. I should be with them.
So
I've got to find the man who murdered my father. Here I am, sitting around this hut in a swamp planet.
Uh-huh. And find him you would? For revenge?
No, this is getting me nowhere. I'm wasting my time here.
I cannot teach this one. The boy has no patience, Obi-Wan.
He will learn patience, Master.
What? Ben? But
much anger in him, Obi-Wan. Like his father is he.
And was I any different when you taught me, Master?
This one is not ready, Obi-Wan.
Yoda. You. But I am ready, Yoda. Ben, I can be a Jedi. Ben, tell him I'm ready.
Ready are you? Loud, unthinking youngster are you? What know you of ready?
But Ben told me to come to you so that I could learn.
For 800 years have I trained Jedi. My own counsel will I keep on who is to be trained.
Yoda, Master. I don't mean to sound the...
No right have you to call me by that word. You have not earned it. A Jedi must have the deepest commitment. The most serious mind?
How can I convince you?
Oh, Obi-Wan. A long time have I watched this one. All his life has he looked away to the future, to the horizon. Never his mind on where he was. Oh. What was he doing? What were you doing, eh, boy?
Oh, hey, listen, I didn't see it like that. Maybe you're right. But Yoda, I never had anyone to teach me any different.
And so you dreamt of adventure, eh? Excitement, eh?
But...
a Jedi craves not these things. Reckless are you, son of Skywalker!
So was I, if you remember, Master.
He is too old, Obi-Wan. Yes, too old to begin the training, Luke Skywalker.
No. I've learned so much, Master. Yoda. Ben. Ben, if I can't do it, if I'm not worthy, then why was I brought here? Won't you both at least let me understand why I had to go through this? Please.
Will he finish what he begins?
Luke must answer for himself and live by his answer.
I won't fail you, Yoda. Or you, Ben. I don't want anything the way I want this. Yes. Yes, Yoda. And I'm not afraid.
But you will be, son of Skywalker. You will be. Tastes good, but more extract it needs. Who is at my window? Oh, R2-D2, little droid. Inside would I invite you, but bend down you cannot.
Yoda?
Master?
Here am I, young Skywalker. How feel you?
I feel good. In fact, I feel great.
Good. Your strength will you need. Later we will eat.
No, breakfast can wait. I want to start learning right away. I have so many
questions.
Patient
must you be. Here.
What?
On your shoulders, put this.
A knapsack? What am I carrying?
In it will I ride while you train your body, while you train your mind.
All right. Master, Dagobah doesn't show up on any chart, and the instruments can't penetrate the cloud layer. How can that be?
My privacy do I value.
Oh. Now, where's my weapons belt? Oh, here. Got it.
Think you that you must have weapons? Bring them then, if you feel you must. Now, bend down, but onto your back I may climb.
Right. Up you go. Yoda, would you rather that I didn't take my weapons along?
No more questions! Come, the growing begins. The way of the Jedi. Tired are you, With Yoda on your back? Open yourself to the Force. Now run. Run! Stop. Stop here. Be still for a moment. young Skywalker.
All that exercise, and I'm still not tired out. I must be doing it right.
Mm, yes. A Jedi's strength flows from the Force. Feel it. Contemplate it. But beware of the dark side.
The dark side. That's what won Vader over and made him murder my father.
If once down the dark path you start, forever will it dominate your destiny. Consume you it will. As it did Obi-Wan's apprentice?
I see him in my dreams, and I think his name so often. Darth Vader. Is the dark side stronger?
No. Quicker, easier, more seductive.
How am I to know the good side from the bad?
You will know when you are calm, at peace, passive. A Jedi uses the Force for knowledge and defense, never for attack.
Master, tell me why I can't use it so that I can
No. There is no why. Nothing more will I teach you today. Set me down.
But there's so much that I need to know so that I can...
Clear your mind of questions and set me down.
All right. Right here. Hi, R2. You've been watching after my gear, huh? I'll take it. Thanks. Master, I'm going to take R2 and recharge his power reserves. I'll be back in about...
What is it?
No, there's something not right in this place. I feel cold. Master, please, look at me.
What do you sense?
Death. That cave there, under that tree, there's something I can't quite see.
That place is strong with the dark side. A domain of evil it is.
I can feel it. I will smell it.
Into it. You must go.
But why?
Told you I have. There is no why.
What's in there?
Only what you take into the cave with you, Luke Skywalker.
All right. If you say so, I'll go.
Your weapons. You will not need them. Your blaster knot, nor your lightsaber.
What?
You will not need them. But yours is the decision.
I think I'll keep them with me. R2, stay here. I'll be back. Who's here? Answer me. I know you're here. I can feel it. Show yourself. You. Well, why don't you say something? You know who I am, don't you? I'm Ben Kenobi's friend. Skywalker's son! Come on! Stand your ground! Vader. His face. When the mask fell away.
What?
It was mine. Vader's.
Think. Feel. Calmly. Focus yourself, and all other things will come to you. What said I to you?
Well, you said that what was in the cave was only what I took in with me.
Yes.
Oh, but what have I learned?
You must.
My enemy's face.
my enemy's face is my own.
Across the gulfs of interstellar space, Luke's friends are about to come into terrible danger. Darth Vader prepares to strike in the name of Imperial tyranny. But no battle is more fierce than the one raging within Luke Skywalker as he faces the trials and perils of the Way of the Jedi. Strikes Back by Brian Daley, based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Featured in the cast were Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker, John Lithgow as Yoda, and Brock Peters as Darth Vader. Also heard were Bernard Behrens, Paul Hecht, and David Rosher. This is Ken Hiller. Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back was directed by John Madden with Tom Vega. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burtt. Music by John Williams. Casting and production coordination by Mel Saar. The executive producer was John Voss. Post-production was realized at Studio M in St. Paul on the 3M Digital Mastering System by Tom Vega. Empire Strikes Back was produced by National Public Radio in association with KUSC-FM Los Angeles with the cooperation of Lucasfilm Limited.
This program is available on cassettes and compact discs from Highbridge Audio, 1-800-775-3175. This encore presentation of Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, is made possible by a grant from Highbridge Audio. Support for its distribution comes from National Public Radio member stations and the NPR Cultural Program Fund. Contributors include the National Endowment for the Arts and the Lila Wallace Reader's Digest Fund, connecting artists and communities nationwide. This is NPR, National Public Radio.